Press Review on Radio U.
Good morning from rainy Milan. I'm Sivijaya Damoso and I'm here with Greta
and Nicola.
So today we're going to tackle the world news, and our press release starts with something very important: Giorgia Meloni and her bank taxes, with bonuses given to families, and then Meloni in Albania and the migration crisis, Mbappe accused of rape, conflict in the Middle East, and
also other news. For example, the cinema in Rome with a festival, an exotic white cat native to Africa found in Chicago suburbs, and some other news, of course. Again, Nicolo, your speaker, I thank very much our director Benedetta and our production Stella.
If you want to listen again our interview, you can go on our website www.radioyum.it. We also have our social media, like for example Instagram and TikTok, which name is always Radio Yum. And if you want to send a message, you can write a 331-1438-283.
Stay tuned with our news, and I hope that you will enjoy even though it's raining. And yes, stay tuned.
Stay together with us.
Bye.
So, first of all, let's talk about the first news again. The move from Meloni. Corriere della Sera says, move to 3.5 billion. Meloni says, this way we'll have more courage than the left. Repubblica also decides to talk about this topic, La Stampa. Again, move from banks, 3.5 billion, and going on with the Resto del Carlino. Again, move more deductions for who has sons.
Okay, that's really interesting. I would like to do a comparison between La Verità and El País, which is one of the most important international newspaper of the whole world, because there are two different perspectives. Because the Italian headline is more focused on the situation of Giorgia Meloni in Italy, while on the other hand we have El País, which has more an European approach. So, for example, starting with La Verità, the Italian newspaper highlight the fact that Meloni's strong stance of migration and criticism of NGO in violent in migrant rescue operation.
Moving on, also some other news this time from Sport. In fact, the Le Figaro French journal talks about Mbappe, who right now is under investigation for what is probably a rape. We of course don't know. They are investigating, of course. Mbappe said it's all fake. But we also have this news. We find it also on the Italian newspapers, such as for example, Corriere dello Sport, mm-hmm. with Chaos Mbappe again investigated for rape. La Gazzetta dello Sport, who says Mbappe shock again. Rape, he says everything is fake.
So, a hot topic in the US news and also in the Guardian, Washington Post and Times, is the Middle Eastern conflict and the escalation. There are tensions between Israel militant groups, including Hezbollah. They continue to grow, and Israel had an airstrike in Beirut after the U.S. said that they would cut aids in a month if Israel wouldn't give aids to Gaza. The cutoff is of a 50%. Israel cut off aid as on a 50%. And
yeah, it's definitely, we are going to have to talk about a lot about what happened in what is going on in the Middle East. We're definitely going to explore these news later after the first song. Some other news this time, more cultural, I would say. For example, Rome, there's a festival for the cinema. The RAI News says, here we go with the Festival of Cinema in Rome 2024, from Coppola to Depp to Demi Moore, and a lot of stars on the red carpet.
Yeah, the Rome Festival, let's say, is marking the 19th edition. It's running today, October 16th to the 27th. Feature exciting lineup and events, as Nicola said, from tributes to some cinema biggest star. Johnny Depp also will receive a prestigious Lifetime Achievement Award and his latest directorial effort in Modi, a biopic of an Italian artist, Amedeo Modigliani. And
then ABC News with exotic wild cat native to Africa and Asia found under home after wandering in Chicago suburbs. That's news. Caracas are indigenous to parts of Asia and Africa and have long tufted ears.
Moreover, on BBC, the headline said how a Kenyan schoolgirl fell in love with trees. So a 14-year-old girl from Kenya has received a global fame for her effort to save planet, meeting the likes of King Charles and teaming up with Grammy Awards winner Mae Jalabi and the ex-football star David Beckham in the campaign against the climate change. I was doing a project in kindergarten about the about who had made a difference in the world, such as Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and Florence Nightingale. However, it was Wangari Maathai, this amazing Kenyan woman who had planted millions of trees in her community to spread. To spread awareness about what trees planting can do and how it can develop a country north continent.
We're gonna discuss that later because now we have to listen to the song.
Zombie from the Cranberries. Continuing from the war, talking about Israel, Biden and Israel war ongoing. The Biden administration called warning in Israel to take immediate action to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza at risk of possible punishment, including the potential of stopping the U.S. weapons transfer and the democracy for the Arab world now dawn. And we know we need, Biden says that we need the, Biden says that we now need the administration to show action, not just words, and we have to enforce the laws which prohibit aid to Israel, given not only the restrictions of obstruction of humanitarian relief, but also the deliberate starvation and incessant bombardment. So basically, the U.S. is saying that Israel is, that Palestine is starving and Israel has to do something about it.
Wow. Yeah. And there has been a response from this. This is the news from this morning from La Notizia, who says that Netanyahu tells Biden that whatever concerns with Iran is on Israel's, well, is a decision that belongs to them. Mm-hmm. In fact, Netanyahu wants to get rid of Hezbollah from Lebanon. We know this, and Hamas in Gaza. But now USA, who was who was helping, of course, Israel, now told them to of course stop making the people starve. Otherwise, they will stop giving them military aid.
And as a response, this morning Israel bombarded Beirut, so the south of Beirut again, and that's what is the response. And Iran is in the middle of the game right now, says The Guardian. Which is saying that it's ready to respond as well. So let's see how the situation will dwell and how it will continue. Will it be a long-awaited war that comes from Israel, or will we finally reach world peace? We'll never know, but we'll find out also tomorrow.
Exactly. That was everything for today. Thank you for staying connected with us, and thank you to our listener.
We wish you a good day, a good morning.
To thank as well Benedetta and Stella at production, and also for always looking up on us and giving us a lot of insights. And exactly. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
See ya. Thanks for seeing this.
Press Review on Radio Europe.